A few years ago, at the conclusion of an Advent service at Dr. America's church, the minister blessed us and said, "Go and bring Christ's presence into the world." Dr. America was so obsessed with his still incomplete Christmas shopping that for a split second, he thought the minister meant Christ's wrapped packages. Ever since then, Dr. America has been haunted, as was Jacob Marley, by the ghost of Christmas presents. A couple of weeks later, at the family service at his church, Dr. America offered a parody of The Night Before Christmas, in which Santa Claus and the reindeer were replaced by Jesus and the apostles. This was one of the stanzas. "When what to our wondering eyes gave a jostle, but a miniature boat and 12 fishing apostles, with a leader so eager at heart to please us, that we knew in a moment that it must be Jesus." This was terrible verse, but an interesting thought. "What would you do," Dr. America asked the horrified children, "if Jesus slid down the chimney in place of St. Nick?" Dr. America asked them to tell their parents, and they did, and he proceeded with the sermon. After the service, one of the parents came up and told Dr. America what his son had said. "If Jesus came instead of Santa," he said, "I'd send him back for Santa Claus." Dr. America's initial reaction was negative. How sad, he thought, that this kid can't appreciate the true message of Christmas. How unfortunate that the joys of getting his presents have obscured for him the joys of Christ's presence in our lives. But now, Dr. America is not so sure. Now he might send back for Santa Claus, too. Christmas, after all, commemorates the feast of the Incarnation, the time when the Word was made flesh, the season when God put the skin on love. So Christmas is the season in which embodied people celebrate the embodiment of God. Unfortunately, when we get to thinking about the true spirit of Christmas, too many of us forget the flesh that we're celebrating. When we mourn the loss of the true Christmas spirit, we often mourn a spirit that is solely spiritual. Indeed, we often tend to disembody Jesus. In the 2,000 years since the Incarnation, we've pretty much picked the flesh off of his bones. We've made a man into a ghost, however holy. But the message of Christmas is the delightful dance of spirit and flesh, of spirit in flesh, of the spirit of flesh. There's holiness in the world as well as out of it. For that reason, Dr. America now thinks, the embodiment of Christmas in Santa Claus or in those presents under the tree may be a good thing. Santa Claus is not the incarnation of God's love, but he is the incarnation of our love. Our gifts, too, are a way that we incarnate our love for one another. We are beings with bodies, and love is more real to us when we can see it and feel it and hear it and smell it and touch it. We buy or make a gift for our families and friends because we need to embody our affection. Like a hug or like a kiss, a Christmas present is a sign of our presence in these people's lives, a practice of commitment to our common vocation. Even with the wrapped presents under the tree, we haven't finished with our incarnations of Christmas. Usually we open our presents in the presence of others, making the incarnation a communal event. Even in the most secular of households, we break bread together, making a communion of our Christmas feast. Both our gifts and our guests help us ritualize generosity and hospitality, making those virtues come alive. Like Santa Claus himself, they are ways of seeing the spirit of Christmas made flesh. Jesus is the spirit of Christmas, but the message of Christmas is that the spirit is embodied. At their best, our Christmas customs, fleshy Santa Claus and all, represent the incarnation. But in significant ways, they also are the incarnation in our lives. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, wishing you a very happy and holy holiday season.